I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The world's 1.8 billion Muslims usually observe Eid al-Fitr with massive public festivals and celebrations. But this year, like last, is highly restricted due to COVID-19. Lockdowns or states of emergency in Muslim-majority countries like Iran, Egypt, and Turkey extend into next week. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says, stay-at-home orders provide the perfect opportunity to encounter Christ.
Please join us in praying on May 13th when we broadcast a live worship and prayer time. We are providing a live Farsi worship program into the country of Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan to just celebrate God's goodness in the name of Jesus.
$7 sends a Bible to Iran. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Ramadan may be ending tonight, but that doesn't mean your prayers for the Muslim world should. Our sister ministry, PrayerCast, organized intercession every day during Ramadan, the Islamic holy month of fasting. And while prayer during Ramadan is important and strategic, Director Chris Ruge says the resources at PrayerCast's website can help you throughout the year.
There will be all kinds of information about how they can engage and pray most strategically for Muslims, not only around the world, but around the corner from them as well.
Connect with PrayerCast to learn how you can pray for Muslims. Just look for this story at missionnews.org.
We're pleading that God would move in power across the Muslim world. Pray that Muslims draw nearer to God in the only way we can come to Him, and that is through Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.